Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here on this Monday. Market analyst Tom Lepler joins us when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Boost your no-till knowledge at the 20th anniversary No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference and AIM Symposium, January 26th through the 28th in Salina, Kansas. Exchange ideas with industry innovators and get practical insights on cover crops, grazing, pesticides, rotations, markets, and much more. All in a brand new conference format. Save your seat for less than the cost of a bag of seed. Register now at notill.org. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Crustbuster Speed King, Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers, and Great Plains Manufacturing. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lepler joins us now from Lepler Commodities. And Tom, coming back off that New Year's holiday, heading back to business today. It's a regular business day in our ag markets. What do you expect to see coming off of that New Year's?
Well, we are back to a full week of trading after two abbreviated weeks. And 2015 ended with our feeder cattle market on Thursday making new highs for the week and closing positive, while the live cattle closed slightly on the positive side. Cash cattle in Kansas traded last week at 136. That's $12 higher than the previous week. And last week, the cash cattle movement in Kansas was a record for 2015 at over 28,000 head. Choice box beef has been higher the past six sessions for a gain of $20.95. Now, we did see on Thursday, choice box beef up $3.81. Select boxes up $3.71 on a total movement of 101 loads. Cattle kill only 87,000 head back on Thursday. And the cash feeder index was up $2.54. On the close Thursday, Feb live cattle, 10 cents higher. March feeders were up $2.02. February lean hogs were 2 cents higher.
We're going to take a look at the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk about these grain futures as we return to action here today. And what's your outlook for the wheat, the corn, and the soy?
Well, Dave, last Thursday, only the wheat was able to close positive, with the corn and the soybeans closing negative to end the year. Now, the year ended with a lack of market-moving news last week for our grain complex, and we don't see a whole lot changing as far as fresh news out there at the moment. Now, trading overnight has been negative, with most of the activity taking place in our soybean futures. We've also seen the Chinese stock market drop almost 7% overnight due to concerns about China's economy slowing down as they released, again, weak manufacturing numbers. Now, this is putting pressure on the European stock markets and our U.S. financial markets this morning, so we're going to have to be careful how much pressure it might put on our ag markets this morning. March KC wheat at the moment's down a nickel. March corn's down 0.75 cents. March soybeans trading 4.75 cents lower. March cotton down 13 points. February crude oil is 56 cents higher. We're looking at the March dollar index down 30 cents and March Dow Jones futures down 288 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. And that's going to do it for us here today. For Tom Lepler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.